I'm here with Alex, who's just taken a Pilates class with Lisa. Alex, you've been coming here for a while, haven't you? How long have you been coming here?
About a year and a half. I came here initially because I was working with Lisa privately, and she suggested I give it a try. And I did, and I felt completely comfortable in this environment. And I've been to other Pilates studios, and I've gone to many gyms, and there are some places that are not very friendly about having a guide dog. Coming here, everybody was absolutely thrilled to see my dog, but also, you know, seemed quite aware of what the dog needed in terms of not being fussed over too much. Everyone's very, very attentive of the fact that I'm not sighted, and so even if Lisa's busy with somebody else when I arrive, everybody's just really totally sussed as to the fact that I just might need a little description to get to the bench. They always keep things tidy when I'm in here. There's never any kind of tripping over anything. And I just felt, yeah, I felt totally welcome. And actually right down to the security people down at the front desk, when I arrive, I'm by myself. They've always been very helpful. They've offered to call Lisa. You know, they've offered to assist me upstairs. So the whole building environment is just really positive.
Now, in terms of the classes, you do a one-to-one session with Lisa, don't you?
Well, I get so much out of the one-to-one sessions, and I really love them because she and I have a vocabulary, and she's very, very familiar with, you know, how to kind of describe things for me. But that said, I've overheard other teachers here teaching, and in fact, I've had a session with another teacher, and they're all equally descriptive as opposed to using jargon. So I think what I'd probably do if I wanted to start taking the classes is check out who's teaching, maybe have a session or two with that teacher, just so that we make sure that we establish a real sense of understanding of the language. Let's say, for example, let's say something, God forbid, Lisa leaves the country, right? I would immediately ask Liz. I'm very careful now about who I allow to teach me, so the fact that I would choose another teacher here is a good sign. I've had a terrible injury. I had a very, very, very bad experience with a Pilates instructor who just had no awareness of the fact that actually I needed extra description and I needed extra guidance. And I became injured. And so I'm very picky about who I give my body to. Mm-hmm. I get such a positive boost out of being on this equipment that doesn't require. You know, you're not. It's not like a gym. You're not sort of sitting in something that you don't really feel your whole body. This equipment, most of it, when you're on it, you're engaged at the top of your body and at the bottom of your body, and you're in these really safe positions where you're not going to worry about falling over. Mm. And that's quite rare because, you know, a lot of gym stuff is you're just sitting on a seat and maybe you're pushing your legs or something. Whereas here, it's like a whole body engagement. And that just really, really reinforces for me that, A, like, I cut a shape in space, and it's weird, being blind, you sometimes feel like you're just floating around because you have no relationship to the world around you. Mm. And I immediately feel like a relationship to my whole body by doing Pilates. And it's so detail-oriented as well, and I really like that. I just get to focus on a part of my body and moving my body, and I don't have to worry about seeing at all. So I really, really, really love it. I think it's probably my favourite exercise of all time, really, is Pilates.
And physically, I mean, you look really supple, very toned, very slender.
Hey!
I mean, is that down to Pilates? Have you felt your body change?
I feel so much stronger. When I stopped doing Pilates, and I had to for a little while, I felt completely off balance. You know, you just get this real sense of being centered from doing Pilates. And people tell me my posture is really good. And I mean, I think a lot of that comes down to the fact that through doing the Pilates sessions, you know, without even knowing it, I've really strengthened, I think, my core. And I probably have a better sense of, like I say, about the top of my body and the bottom of my body, because that's what these exercises and this equipment does. It engages you from your feet to the top of your head, in a sense. And so I think it's made me feel much more upright, mm-hmm. rather than a lot of the times, I think, with being blind, you often feel yourself leaning forward, mm-hmm. or your head is down. Like, you do have to have a relationship with the ground more than you do when you're sighted. And I know that because I used to be sighted. And I think it's just helped me keep upright, definitely. For me, of all the, you know, I've been to other studios, this is definitely the best. People here speak in a way that you can totally understand. It's not gobbledygook. So I'd say, I would say this is a good option for a blind or visually impaired person.